Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for September 17th to the 23rd, 2016. Four Palestinians killed this week by Israeli gunfire. In the meantime, Palestinian President Abbas announced intentions to fight illegal Israeli settlements at the United Nations. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Scores of protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday as Israeli forces attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. Many residents and their international and Israeli supporters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the weekly protest in the central West Bank village of Annabi Saleh on Friday. Troops attacked the protest at the village entrance using live rounds, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets. Later, troops stormed and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. In the meantime, many civilians also were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest organized by the villagers of Kfir Kaddoum in northern West Bank. This week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas announced his intention to submit a draft resolution to the UN over illegal Israeli settlements. IMMC's Ramil Maghari has more.
Addressing world leaders in a regular summit meeting of the UN's General Assembly, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said Palestinians intend to submit a draft resolution to the UN's Security Council over illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. Abbas appeared outraged, calling on world leaders to exert more efforts for peace in the region. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded in a similar speech by saying that peace cannot be maintained through the United Nations, but rather in the region itself. Netanyahu had earlier declined a bilateral meeting with Abbas in Moscow, invited by Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a related note, U.S.'s President Barack Obama called on Israel to go for peace with the Palestinians. Washington had earlier described Israeli settlement activities as illegal. In another news, the Islamist Hamas party in Gaza insisted that the status of two Israeli soldiers missed since the 2014 Israeli war on the coastal territory will not be revealed until Israel releases Palestinian detainees inside Israeli jails. Hamas's position came in response to remarks by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu during the UN's speech this week. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mughari in Gaza.
This week, four Palestinians were killed and four others injured by Israeli army gunfire in the West Bank. Meanwhile, attacks on Gaza farmers and fishers continue by Israel. IMMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
In Hebron district in southern West Bank, Israeli troops shot and killed four Palestinians this week. On Saturday, Hatem Ashaloudi, 25, was killed by Israeli troops manning a checkpoint in Hebron Old City. He was meters away from his home. Israeli sources claim that Ashaloudi tried to stab soldiers before they shot him dead. On Monday, Amir Rajabi, 17, and his cousin Muhammad, 22, were both killed when they were shot by Israeli soldiers at the entrance of the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron Old City. Troops claim that they both were planning an attack on them. Also near Hebron, Isa Taraira, 16, was crossing a checkpoint at the entrance of his village, Bani Nu'aym, when he was shot dead by soldiers. He was posing no threat when he was shot, witnesses told local media. Moreover, Israeli soldiers shot and injured several Palestinians this week during separate incidents. On Sunday, Baha'u'llah 20 were injured by Israeli army gunfire near the Efrat settlement in southern West Bank. Troops claimed that he tried to stab soldiers. Later on Monday midday, Ayman al-Kurd 20 was injured after he was shot by Israeli troops at Jerusalem Old City. He stabbed two soldiers, injuring one of them. On Tuesday of this week, three Palestinian youth were wounded when Israeli forces invaded the Hesh refugee camp in Bethlehem City and clashed with local youth. Moreover, Bara Kwesi 13 from the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya was injured and taken by soldiers manning a military checkpoint near the city. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 127 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 110 Palestinian civilians, including 31 children. Also this week, an agreement was reached for the release of hunger-striking detainees for over 2 months, Mohammed al-Balboul, his brother Mahmoud, and Malak al-Qadi, after Israel agreed not to renew their illegal administrative detention. The detainees reached near-death conditions, going in and out of coma, and faced very serious health deterioration, yet remained determined to continue their strike in protest of their illegal administrative detention without charges or trial. In the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli forces opened fire on Wednesday at dawn towards homes east of Khan Yunis in southern coastal enclave. Damage was reported but no injuries. Moreover, Israeli Navy boats attacked Palestinian fishermen with gunfire late on Tuesday evening despite their sailing within the designated fishing zone of the coast of Gaza. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Barnoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for September 17th to the 23rd, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Georgia Shmawi and me, Iman Abdrabo Barnoura.